listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
God loves to soften hard hearts. Let's look at this today from Exodus chapter 4, verse 21, where we read this. And the Lord said to Moses, "When you go back to Egypt, see that you do all those wonders before Pharaoh, which I have put in your hand. But I will harden his heart so that he will not let the people go." Moses was almost ready to go back to Egypt, as God told him to. But before he left, God wanted him to know something important. God wanted Moses to know that he would show signs to Pharaoh and then make these requests to Pharaoh, but Pharaoh would not listen. In fact, the Lord said, "I will harden his heart so that he will not let the people go." It brings up a good question. Is it fair for God to harden a man's heart? Well, let's look at the whole picture. Sometimes it says that God hardened the heart of Pharaoh. That's what we read right here in Exodus chapter 4, verse 21. Sometimes it says that Pharaoh hardened his own heart. That's Exodus chapter 8, verse 15. And then sometimes it simply states that Pharaoh's heart was hardened without saying who did it. You'll find an example of that in Exodus chapter 7, verse 13. So, which description is accurate? How did it really happen? I would put it to you this way. All three were correct. But when we consider the occasions where God hardened Pharaoh's heart, we must never think that God did it against Pharaoh's will. It was never a case of Pharaoh saying, "Oh, I want to do what is good and right, and I want to bless the people of Israel." And then God says back to Pharaoh, "No, for I'm going to harden your heart against Israel." You see, when God hardened Pharaoh's heart, he allowed Pharaoh's heart to do what Pharaoh wanted to do. God gave Pharaoh over to his sin, as we read about later in Romans chapter 1, starting at verse 18. Actually, it never says that God hardened Pharaoh's heart until Exodus chapter 9, verse 12. Before that, God announced that he would harden Pharaoh's heart. That's in Exodus chapter 4 and chapter 7. And that the fulfillment of it was found in Exodus chapter 9. Yet it is said at least 6 times before Exodus chapter 9, verse 12, that Pharaoh hardened his own heart. You'll find that in Exodus chapter 7, verse 13 and 22, and Exodus chapter 8, verse 15, 19, 32, and then at chapter 9, verse 7. We see that God's hardening of Pharaoh's heart was the strengthening of what Pharaoh had already set himself towards. All God has to do to harden hearts is to give the sinful heart what it wants. You see, what we need is a new heart. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26 makes a precious promise. "I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh." Now, what is the condition of your heart before God? If you're tired of your hard heart, you can ask God to change it. No one ever came to God looking for a soft heart and received a hard heart instead. God showed his mercy to Moses by telling him about Pharaoh's hardened heart so that Moses would not be surprised when Pharaoh rejected him. But today, let the Lord show you that he is in control and give him control of your heart. Ask God to give you a new heart and ask him for the power to walk in the new heart that he gives.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.